We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
Double Feature.
Tonight's Sleepy Time Tale double features are Eggs on a Wall Better Not Fall and The Yak and the Beanstalk. It's a special Sleepy Time Tale double feature. Tonight, we will listen to two tales starring some very venturesome characters. Our first story features a comedic cast of eccentric eggs who are not very good at following directions. I hope this wacky tale about eggs will crack you up. Let's begin our silly story now. Eggs on a Wall Better Not Fall. Humpty Dumpty was a very eccentric egg. Humpty was supposed to sit lookout on top of the wall that surrounded the kingdom. But instead of keeping watch, Humpty Dumpty would tap dance on top of the narrow wall.
Be careful,
the villagers would warn.
If you keep tap dancing, you may fall down.
Nonsense! I'm the best tap dancer in the whole kingdom!
But suddenly, the tap dancing egg lost its footing and had a great fall off of the wall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. So, they made a nice big omelet. The next day, another silly egg named Rumpty Dumpty came to sit lookout on top of the wall. But instead of keeping watch, Rumpty decided to sing opera tunes. The grandiose egg belted out long and loud notes that vibrated the whole wall.
Be careful,
the villagers would warn.
If you keep singing so loud, you may fall down.
Oh, poppycock, I'm the best singer in the whole kingdom.
But suddenly, Rumpty belted out a note so loud that the giant egg toppled over backwards and had a great fall off of the wall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Rumpty together again. So, they made a big bowl of egg salad. The next day, another wackadoodle egg named Lumpty Dumpty came to sit lookout on top of the wall. But instead of keeping watch, Lumpty Dumpty told foolish jokes that only an egg would laugh at.
I once met a purple chicken. It came from an eggplant.
Lumpty would roar and rumble with laughter at its own witless riddles.
Be careful,
the villagers would warn.
If you keep laughing so hard, you may fall down.
Oh, balderdash! I'm the funniest jester in the whole kingdom!
But just then...
Make mine a funny side up!
Lumpty Dumpty began to laugh so hard that the wacky egg tumbled forward and had a great fall off of the wall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Lumpty together again. So, they made a scrumptious egg souffle. The next day, a very egg-citable egg named Jumpty Dumpty came to sit lookout on top of the wall.
Radical!
But instead of keeping watch, Jumpty Dumpty would skip and jump on top of the narrow wall. The excited egg would spring and bound brazenly around.
Be careful,
the villagers would warn.
If you keep jumping so high, you may fall down.
That's Mumbo Egg Jumbo! I'm the best jumper in the whole kingdom!
But all of a sudden, Jumpty Dumpty jumped high into the air but missed the landing.
Whoa!
And had a great fall off of the wall. Miraculously, the big egg landed on its feet, safe and sound.
All right!
So Jumpty Dumpty returned back up onto the wall and kept on jumping. All the king's horses and all of the king's men didn't have anything to do at all. So they went back to eating arugula salad. For our second feature, we will hear about a friendly yak who loves to hike and discover new places. Where do you think the yak will bravely voyage to next? And what mysterious guest will the yak encounter? Let's begin our journey now. The Yak and the Beanstalk. There once was a yak who lived way, way up in the Himalayan mountains.
Hello!
The yak loved climbing to great heights. One day, as the yak was hiking up a steep and rocky mountain, it saw a marmot who was stuck out on a ledge.
Somebody help me!
Grab my horn, little marmot.
The yak carefully guided the little marmot to safety.
Thank you for your help, O noble yak! I will give you a reward for your bravery! It's a magic bean! Plant it in the ground and see what thrilling surprise it may grow up to be!
And so, the yak took the magic bean and placed it gently into the soil. Then the yak took a seat. It watched and waited.
Doo doo doo.
All of a sudden, a towering vine shot up from the ground and grew all the way up to the clouds. It was a magic beanstalk.
What a beautiful beanstalk. I can't wait to do some climbing.
And the yak did just that. It hiked and yodeled all the way up the beanstalk.
Yodeling yak!
This was the highest the yak had ever climbed. Finally, the yak reached the tippy top of the beanstalk, way up in the enchanted clouds. The yak heard a rumbling and grumbling noise, but couldn't see past the clouds. A booming voice said,
Who goes there?
It's me, Yak!
The yak heard the sound of thunderous footsteps growing closer and closer. Then out of the clouds peered a gigantic giant.
What are you doing in my home?
I didn't mean to disturb you, giant. I was just climbing this magical beanstalk and it led me here.
Oh, I've never had company up here before. You must have been very brave to have climbed all the way up here.
Well, I thank you for letting me visit your beautiful home way up here in the clouds.
The giant and the yak sat down together and talked about all of the wonderful things they had climbed over the years.
I once climbed Mount Everest. It was pretty chill.
Well, I couldn't do that one without my yak hammer.
Then they had a snack together. The giant shared some delicious cloud marshmallows.
Yum!
And the yak shared some sweet yak milk.
Thank you!
Finally, it was time for the yak to climb back down the beanstalk and return home.
It was very nice to have a yik-yak with you. Come back for another visit.
It was a pleasure meeting you, giant. I promise to come back again.
The yak climbed back down the beanstalk and made its way home. But the yak kept its promise. Every year, it climbs back up the magic beanstalk to visit with the giant way up in the enchanted clouds.
The end. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. I hope you enjoyed tonight's double feature presentation. If you want to support this show, you can help by telling a friend about Story Spectacular. Show them all the ways they can listen to this family-friendly podcast. Subscribe on Spotify, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen. Help us get the word out so that even more friends can tune in to Sleepy Time Tales, too.
Sleepy Time Tales.